when she sits with CBS 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley, 9-year-old Azhar Jandia will be solemn and composed. Today, in the damp courtyard of a bleak school in Shujaya, a Gaza neighborhood bombed into rubble in the 2014 war with Israel, she's crying. I'm sitting with Azhar and a circle of 7 other children. All of their fathers were killed in that war 6 months earlier. Fatma, a Palestinian teacher who has led a 9-session mind-body skills group for the children, is there. And so is Jamil, the psychologist who is the Gaza program director for the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. I've been explaining, to the puzzlement of the kids, their looks ask why I would ever want to come to Gaza, that I'm an American psychiatrist and have been working in Gaza since 2002, before they were born. My multinational CMBM team and I have trained Jamil and Fatma and 700 other Gazan doctors, nurses, counselors, teachers, and activist women. And they in turn have led the small groups where these kids, and tens of thousands of other children and adults, have come to know that someone hears and cares, that hope and relief and healing from their terrible trauma are possible. Azhar's long, dark curls frame her face as she bends to point out the carefully crayoned details in 2 sets of drawings, one she did at the beginning of their first MBSG, the other 3 weeks later, at the end of the 9th and last group. In between, Azhar and the other kids have learned to use the self-care tools we teach. A little boy, Azhar's younger brother, buries his head in her side as she begins to speak. Azhar points to the first drawing in the first set, which is, in fact, a combination of the first 2 drawings we usually do. Participants are told to draw yourself and yourself with your biggest problem. On the left-hand side of the page, stones are falling from the wall of her home, which is being bombed by the Israeli planes that fly above it. On the ground, next to the house, is a body drenched in red. "This is my father," Azhar tells us. Nearby, side by side, are 2 more bloody bodies, her uncles, and not far away, a 4th, my aunt. The graves of Azhar's father, her uncles, and her aunt are high on the page, above the Israeli planes, as if they had already ascended to heaven. The woman's grave is decorously separated from the men's. "These are Shujaya martyrs," she tells us. In the lower right-hand corner is a tiny stick figure, its mouth turned down in sadness. "This is me," says Azhar. It's all there, as it often is with adults as well as children's drawings. The terrible losses are so clear. The traumatized person is tiny, diminished, peripheral, barely surviving. This first drawing is painful. The second, a response to the request to draw yourself with your biggest problem solved, is excruciating. A grayish rectangle fills the page. "It's me in a grave," Azhar explains. She looks like a medieval knight on a sarcophagus. "The solution to my problem," she announces, remembering her state of mind when she began our program, "is for me to be murdered by the Israelis. It's a good thing. I'll be with my father, whom I love. There is nothing for me in this life." Our circle sits in stunned silence. I know well that when we've been traumatized, we may despair of change and recovery. Still, the terrible, firm finality of Azhar's picture and words sits inside my belly like a rock. "And here," Azhar goes on, her smile suddenly lighting up our afternoon, "are the drawings I did last week." These are the ones we do at the end of a series of groups, after kids or adults have learned and used the techniques I'll be teaching you, the various kinds of meditation and movement, guided imagery and biofeedback, mindful eating, body awareness and written dialogues, laughter, gratitude and forgiveness, ways to find guidance from the people who populate our family trees. They do this second set of drawings after they've grown comfortable with themselves and close to one another in the safety of the group circle that our leaders create, a safety I hope you'll feel as you listen to this audiobook.